League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I hope you all had a nice and safe Memorial Day weekend. What'd you do this weekend?
I went to quite a bit. Dinner on a Saturday, this place called A Tour in Village, and then Sunday went over to a friend's house and had a big evening, you know, afternoon and evening there. And then yesterday got to see family all came over. Drake and Macy and Addison came over, so we had a good time.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Real life.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, disc golf too. That's what you're waiting for me to say. Yeah, I played around, yes.
Is that like a Memorial Day tradition with people? You play a disc golf
round? No, on Saturday I played disc golf.
But I know, but I mean, it's like a...
Or, yeah, Saturday.
Is that in homage to our fallen heroes?
You do it with reverence, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, play with reverence. I mean, you don't... Of course, I went, and I was like... It's a TC, you know where TC Jester is, just the TC Jester, the street, the road.
Yeah, the park.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Holy crap. Nets on trees?
Nets.
Well, don't you have some kind
of net? Chains. We have a whole separate thing. No, because all the trees were blown down. Like, the biggest trees were snapped in half. Unbelievable. Have you heard about the Heights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Heights are bad.
It's a war zone in the Heights. TC Jester wasn't a whole lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, trees were snapped halfway down, all the way down. Entire trees were pulled out of their root system. So it was a literal tornado.
Yeah.
A literal tornado touched down multiple places.
Yep.
It's not one that we saw here. I mean, we had some glass breakage at the... we had some glass breakage here, but I mean, they had just the amount of trees that were down were insane. I could not believe how many trees had been blown down. And then, I heard about how bad the Heights were, but we got pretty lucky. But anything north of, basically anything north of I-10,
yeah,
got crushed.
Yeah. Well, we're fine, don't worry. But there was a giant branch in my neighbor's yard sitting. I mean, gigantic branch. But we're fine. Don't worry about us. All right. So
because you had a branch in your yard.
Yeah, because we had a branch. Yeah, we had a branch.
I mean, it was a bigger branch.
It was a big one.
Not a whole tree.
Can't even pick it up. So big.
I was with some people, Cassandra and Ty. There were two of the people, and they had a tree like fall on their house, crack their house open. Oh, water started pouring into their bedroom.
Yeah, that's.
And awesome. Then another part of a tree was thrown into by the tornado into the side of their house and lodged there. Like, they, it was very dangerous there. So, yeah, man, it was, I mean, I'm just starting to hear stories about how bad it was for some people in certain areas. I mean, I already knew that, but just seeing all these, I mean, enormous trees down that had to be cut down. It's pretty crazy.
Yep.
How many got taken completely out of the ground.
Yep. This weekend, the Astros had three in Oakland and was able to get out of there with two out of three. And last night, I'm just hoping this. I don't want to start with this, but I'm just hoping this. Because this team doesn't seem as close-knit. This team doesn't seem nearly as it doesn't seem like the same kind of team that we're used to with our Houston Astros that loved each other and blah, 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 all this stuff. Yonder Diaz didn't start last night against Bryce Miller. And I was hoping that he was really, really bad against Bryce Miller, and that's why he kept him out and caught Victor Caratini. It turns out he's been 2-for-5 against Bryce Miller with a double. So that wasn't it. I'm hoping it wasn't because Fromber imploded his last outing when Yiner was really good with him, and then all of a sudden Fromber went off the reservation and decided, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. The game plan be damned in that one inning. And then afterwards, everybody was talking about it, so now Fromber can't throw to Yiner Diaz anymore. I'm just hoping that's not the case. I don't know why he played Victor Caratini last night, but I do hope it's not something petty like, well, you know, I'm pissed or whatever the case may be with Fromber, because he looked really good for those first four innings, and then he fell apart.
Pissed with Fromber?
Yeah, that Fromber was pissed at Yiner about that whole situation. I think
more than likely he's not pissed. I think he just doesn't like the way he calls games. I mean,
you don't go away from the whole game plan unless you're like, and I don't know why, because he was pitching great before that.
I don't get it either. And Caratini's not like a slappy hitter. He can hit some. So it could just be, you know, it could just be they played Caratini instead. But it's with Fromber, and Fromber didn't like throwing to anybody but Maldonado. So to me, I thought it looked like I am a little suspicious about whether or not this is going to end up being personal catcher stuff again.
Yep.
We'll see if that's the case, but I hope not, because Yiner Diaz looks to be a good major league catcher, certainly at least on the offensive end. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's not like, look, Fromber was not great yesterday. Fromber was average. He wasn't great. He wasn't bad. He was average.
He was bad in the first inning.
Yeah, the first inning was bad.
He could have gotten out of it, too. He had two outs with runners on, and he gave up the two hits. If he just gets out of there, and I was thinking there was a point where if he gets a double play ball, you know, he loaded the bases with the walk. If he gets the double play ball, he's out of the whole thing without giving up anything. Uh-huh. And he just couldn't. Just couldn't get out of it.
I know. And that's one of the things that he's been, you know, that made him really great was that he got himself out of jams all the time with double plays and strikeouts, and that's been something. And he's not, and once again, it wasn't terrible. It was a quality start yesterday.
Yeah, it was quality start.
But it was a quality start, if your bullpen steps up, should be good enough to give you a good chance to win. They only got two, and so here you are. You know, the Astros were a favorite yesterday, too.
With Fromber on the mound, listen, Bryce Miller was dealing up until, what was it, the sixth inning when they finally started to get to him, and Jose Abreu showed what he's all about, getting that big knock with runners on when nobody else can. Nobody else got a knock with a runner in scoring position. And here's Jose Abreu coming from the low A ball.
He's up over 100 now.
Yeah.
And everyone was showing
he's coming from low A ball to the majors, straight to the majors. Okay.
This shows you the talent.
That's not true.
Well, he did stop in Sugarland.
And was lighting it up.
Yeah. What'd you do this weekend, Dell?
Oh, you know, I love not having family around me.
Did you take your dad anywhere?
My dad's back in Nigeria.
Okay.
This weekend?
No, he's been back for a little bit now.
Oh, okay. He's back in Nigeria. Okay.
So it was a lot of sleeping in, ignoring anything that came my way. Oh, what's that? Oh, a group chat?
Oh, nah, you mean whatever. Like last Wednesday? Just every regular day for you?
Yeah. No, because I actually have to pay attention during work.
Oh, I got you.
But now I don't have to. Anything that came in, I'll get to that.
Did you pay attention to the play? But you still watch stuff.
Yeah, a lot of TV and movies, yeah.
Yeah.
You did, yeah. Good for you.
Did you play any disc golf or regular golf or go on a bike ride or jog at the park or anything like that?
Did you walk around
volunteer at a homeless shelter? Just anything positive with your life?
Well, I'm a net neutral. I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't help anybody.
I guess that's fine.
That is fine, actually.
How was your digital? How was your?
You know.
What about your carbon footprint? Did you keep it clean? Or
it's very easy to keep it clean when you don't leave the house.
Yeah, that's good.
Your carbon footprint.
Yeah, so in a way, he was helping the environment.
You didn't walk anywhere.
Yeah, sure, walked around. But I guess I helped the environment. I didn't drive my car.
Yeah, anywhere. he did help the environment. So that's one good thing you did. You helped the environment.
Wait, what about going to the store and getting some chicken, put it on the grill? I mean, we all did that.
Wait, did you do any kind of Uber? Did you call any driving service to bring you food?
Because to honor the fallen, you cook chicken?
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually got mine at Randall's. We just drive back. We went to Dallas this weekend and saw the baby and had a great weekend with my granddaughter. And
you guys do any karate up there?
In Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Do any karate?
Yeah.
No.
Just amongst the family, just sparring. We had sparring at my house yesterday.
You had karate sparring?
Well, Drake was out there, so we had kickboxing, and there were pads on.
Oh, there were?
And there was light sparring in the backyard. Well, yeah, it was on. Listen. It was only 116.
We didn't do that in my family.
The feels like was 116 here in Houston. I don't know how the humidity, probably one of the worst days I've ever felt from a humidity standpoint.
Okay, what was the
Dallas
dew point?
Bad? Dew point was in the 80s. Like, it doesn't exist. I've never even heard of that.
Oh, wow. That's,
80s means end of society. Oh. Yeah, 70 is oppressive.
Yeah.
80s means end of mankind.
No, it was hot. It was hot. It was really, really
so Dallas was
hot
not
up
that
there. Too. Yeah, it was hot. It was uncomfortable up there, too. But we got back, and at Randall's, they have a grill out front on the Bissonnette one.
Yeah.
They got a grill out front where they're making chicken, $10 for 8 pieces. What? It's Memorial Day. I grilled. I did it. They grill, and you...
So it's like you did it.
It's almost like I did it.
So
it know,
is, yeah.
The lady... She doesn't look like me, but she, you know.
Well, you was, had, I've actually gotten
I
some
I did say
from,
gracia. I did say gracia, so there was, you
it's
know.
It's on Bissonnette. Yeah, I've gone to that Bissonnette in Newcastle. Not Newcastle, but.
Bissonnette and the one that, no, Wesleyan.
The, Wesleyan. Yeah. I've been to there when they've been outside doing that, too, and I bought some from them, too, because it smelled so good.
It's so good.
It's good.
It's great. So yeah. I felt like I did my part.
But you bought it. I mean, we don't get enough credit.
Somebody grilled it, and
as
I bought
men
it.
Right. Of our families, we do not get enough credit. If we buy stuff, it's like we made. It doesn't matter if we made it. We made it happen.
Yeah,
we made it come true.
We absolutely did.
Whether we cook it or buy it, we made it come true.
Absolutely, we did.
So
absolutely.
We deserve a little more credit.
So on Memorial Day, you think you deserve credit?
Well, I don't want to make it sound like that. I mean, I deserve my own credit. We're doing. It's for, we're having the chicken for, obviously, a bigger cause, but we
You're
are,
having chicken for a bigger cause?
Yeah, we're celebrating, we're honoring.
Yeah,
but honor. We happen to have...
Grilled chicken to honor.
Grilled so chicken.
When you bought...
And sausage,
John, when
and also
you bought,
jalapeno
When you bought
sausage.
The chicken from the lady in front of Randall's, mm-hmm. did you have a moment of silence to honor?
I did have a moment of silence when I while she was packing it up.
Because you had nothing to say to her.
Silence.
A moment of silence.
That is a moment
no, just,
of silence.
You just weren't talking. I'm not sure that's a moment of silence.
No, that is the very definition
well, Lance,
of a moment of silence.
Was it a moment? Did you have
I didn't
a moment
actually.
Of silence?
Chris Solis did all the, he did the ribs and chicken. And but I did bring the oh, man. I got some of the, well, before I left, I bought some of the Akiyoshi beef and pork jalapeno cheese sausage
from
Texas Star Grill Shop, and I brought that over. Holy crap, was that good.
That is so good, so good.
Yeah, so I brought a package and I bought a key lime pie from HEB quietly.
We joke, but we did. I actually did have a moment of silence this weekend, so there was, and that's nice. It's
nice going.
Thanks to all those, honoring all those who've fallen for our
for
country.
Sure.
They really, really, it's because of them that we are where we are today. Let's break
If you
it
need
here.
To be reminded, you should always, like, any chance you get to see documentaries about World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and you start putting into context how old these guys were, young, I should say.
Young, yeah.
How young they were and families knowing that, I mean, holy crap, are we spoiled in today's age?
Absolutely. All right, let's break it. A huge, huge breaking news this morning.
Yes,
huge for the betterment of Major League Baseball.
Well, okay. Mankind
for mankind. Wow. I agree.
Mankind.
I agree.
Mankind.
Yes, but first,
this must be big news.
This is
it's
big
huge,
news.
Huge news. But first, Craig DeSerf.
Craig DeSerf, big time. That's more big news. Craig DeSerf has right now the Chevy Silverado pickup trucks and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks at low, low APR rates. And with your choice of the APR rate or dealer cashback incentives, and in some cases, you can even get more out of it. You just ask them, and you don't even, like, their whole deal is to get you the lowest rate possible, and not just the lowest rate, but the lowest price possible. And here's why. For them, it's really not about trying to maximize the most amount of a profit on every single sale. It's never been that way with Craig DeSerf. He said, look, our business, and he's a different kind of guy. I love Craig because he is a true man of the people. And his entire thing is, I want you to be happy because when you're happy, you know, you'll tell your, beside the fact that he just loves when people are excited about deals they get, and he loves listeners of the show. He's been a long time listener himself. He loves the fact that you'll go back and he knows if he does right by you, you'll tell your family members, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors. He knows you'll buy a second car, cars for your family. He wants you to come in there and they want to be your dealership for your entire family, your entire extended family. And that's why he's had a lot of, you know, Altuve's been in there forever. He had Correa in there getting cars for his parents. I mean, it's a family atmosphere with great prices and unbelievable customer service. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Stop online and start the car buying experience at LanceZCars.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
717 ESPN 97.5 92.5
7378-0377. Dale, I sent you something for because we have to do what did you learn this extended weekend, right, this Memorial Day weekend. In one sentence, it's 7:45, and then Ship Talk. I sent Dell something. I can't remember what I sent him, but I sent him something that's really good in Ship Talk.
Okay,
so he can't remember what he sent me.
He can't remember it, but okay.
But he knows it's great. Okay,
he did.
No, there's some, and you can. Oh, yes, I did. It's a guy talking about gambling on WNBA games.
Oh God,
are we? I've heard this, and should we be playing stuff where he's just calling WNBA players hoes and bees?
No.
No. You just need to hear the context.
Well, there's context.
Okay, look, let me tell John. This guy.
Go ahead. Tell
he
him.
Said. He said, "Why don't you just play it and let John decide if we should play it?"
Well, wait a minute. Just play it and let John decide if we should just play it.
Yeah, play it now and let him decide if we should play it for Ship Talk.
No, you play it for him during a break, and then he can decide.
So basically, he said, "I don't think y'all are ready, WNBA women. Y'all need to be ready because if we're going to start adding you on our parlays," because he added a WNBA game in their parlays, and he goes, "You better be ready for this heat. It's not personal, but once you get added to the parlays now," and this shows him with a recording watching the game, and he's not happy, and he's interspersing it. At one point, he said,
called them hoes and bees as well. This is what I'm asking. Should we be playing that?
Can this tall ass bee get a rebound?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we might have a line.
I mean, he said, "It's not personal. It's just once you." It's true, though.
It is true.
It's not personal, but once you make it into a bet, all bets are off. In a manner.
Well, do you want to be in the big leagues? Because this is what
happens. That's what he was basically saying. Yeah.
This is what happens.
That's actually what he said.
You want to be in the bigs.
And while that gentleman doesn't have responsibility to really anyone, he can do what he wants. I mean, we don't take ourselves too seriously here, but we do like to have some level of decorum.
Here it comes. Gatekeeping, Dell.
Gatekeeping. It's not gatekeeping. I'm asking a question. John, Lance will play it for you.
It wouldn't bother me at all, but we shouldn't play it.
Yeah.
But listen, I shouldn't be the judge of this. You guys put me in charge of something that we shouldn't play on the show?
He did golfer food.
Yeah.
You can't trust him.
It's golfer food.
I know.
We never did golfer food, okay? I don't know what that means. I do know this, that the breaking news.
Yeah, this is huge.
Well, this is huge.
It did happen yesterday,
It did happen yesterday. Well, there's a lot of people are getting up this morning that did not know this. Angel Hernandez is retiring. Is this Okay, where does this fall in the pantheon of news?
No, this is a lead story.
This is a lead. I mean, we buried the lead. Forget the Astros over the weekend. Forget Ronel Blanco and how great he was. Forget getting 2 out of 3. Forget not being able to do anything offensively and losing Game 1 to the Mariners when you should have won that game. Forget Fromber in his first inning, but yet coming back and being great. Forget all of it. Forget any other. Forget the Celtics. Forget the Mavs. Angel Hernandez is retiring.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is. That is, I mean, there has never been a
worse. And there was a lot of Angel Hernandez highlights yesterday that were out on Twitter, Mike. I mean, granted, if you take everyone's worst moments and put them together, it looks bad. But there are so many different versions of the Angel Hernandez mixtape. Like,
yeah,
you have a new one every year. Every month, actually, you have a new one.
Yeah.
His stuff is unbelievably
bad. Has there ever been anyone as bad at his job that has been around as long as Angel Hernandez is? Because usually if you're really bad at your job, like if you're a player and you're really bad, you're going to be out of the league. Jose Abreu notwithstanding. If you're really, really bad at your job, and this is only a year and a half for Jose Abreu to be bad. You know, thank God he came back last night and got in a run,
right.
Knocked in a run. But Angel Hernandez has set the record for futility, for incompetence over a period of time. I mean, there's nobody I can think of that has been as bad at their job as Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez is truly...
Maybe AOC is catching up right now, okay?
Angel Hernandez is... Angel Hernandez, well... You better add Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well,
add about 10 people.
Yeah, but she's not. AOC's been in our consciousness for longer than Marjorie Taylor. Marjorie Taylor's catching up. Don't get me wrong. She's an idiot. But.
There's plenty of idiots there, but this is incompetence.
Yeah.
Like, well, I would say there's incompetence, but this is true incompetence. Angel Hernandez did things that were so bad. And the most difficult thing for me to stomach is that how did he keep a job? And I saw somebody yesterday said
he wasn't even fired.
He's not even the worst. Do they still have that?
Yeah. You can't get fired.
If you're tenured, because I have a friend of mine who I played baseball with.
If you're tenured.
Because he made it to the big leagues. Yeah, he made it to the big leagues, and then he got run out of there because he had run-ins with a manager. I think it was a Red Sox manager, Yankees manager, and he only stayed for 1 year. But so they can push you out, get rid of you. But it's unbelievable. This guy's one of the worst. He sued Major League Baseball for racism, claiming they wouldn't put him in a World Series because they were racist.
That's all they had to do was bring us clips.
All they had to do was they said, we're just going to retweet some Twitter clips. That's all we're doing.
There's our defense. We rest our case.
You're at the arbitrator just like, I'm just going to show you these Twitter accounts real quick. Just watch some of this stuff. I mean, Angel was so bad, and he was belligerent and just awful. Just awful. By the way, I didn't see, is it effective immediately or is it the end of the year?
I didn't see that either.
I kept looking for that, and I couldn't see if it's immediate or end of the year.
Yeah.
Hopefully immediate.
I hope it's immediate, but I don't know, but he did announce that he was or Bob Nightingale broke that he.
Do you have
is
a favorite
retired.
Angel moment that you can recall?
A favorite? No, I don't. There was no moment that I thought I happy about. Is that what you mean?
No,
no.
Just the one that you like. There were so many bad ones. I just saw one yesterday. I was reminded where he got into it with Bryce Harper on a check swing third strike that was it wasn't even close. And I just thought, how do you miss that?
Announcers go,
Angel's at it again. Like 40 different announcers in different broadcasts. Like there's a terrible strike called, and they go, wow, Angel Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen. When you are known as you're that bad that they just say Angel Hernandez,
that's all you
like,
need.
Oh, that's a, boy, it's going to be a rough one today. Angel's behind the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You are known for being that bad that the announcers have to all acknowledge when you're behind the plate because the calls end up being bad. They're like, boy, Angel Hernandez, wow, is that one bad. I don't know. I've never heard them say Cowboy Bill West or Bob West. Or what was his name?
Joe West.
Eric Gregg was Eric Gregg was probably as bad as I've ever seen. He was as bad as I've ever seen. But then the umpires tried to strike, and they said, you're gone. We found a loophole.
Yeah.
You're out. We don't want you back now.
Joey Crawford.
Yeah.
Phil Luckett in football. I mean, I guess you could be incompetent over time or an a-hole, because Joey Crawford was just a flat-out a-hole who thought Angel Hernandez is just the most incompetent person I think I've ever seen. And made a huge difference.
Well, but what was so fascinating is that he actually thought racism was at play instead of him being one of the worst umpires we've seen in three decades. Like that, he actually tried to sue Major League Baseball, and I think some of the people in the appellate in the court system were. I believe a judge started laughing at him and said, "You're terrible, Angel. You're awful." Stop.
Was it, I mean, from the, I'm looking at Jose Abreu and the first play.
It was a hard hit ball.
I
was ready to be upset at Jose Abreu.
It was a shot.
It was a shot. He missed it.
It was right at him.
Yeah, it was a little to the left. I mean, you can actually scoot left and keep it in front of you with your chest.
You could have taken it off the chin.
Yeah, not a fan.
No.
I mean, I just said, what would Lance do? Same.
Oh, no.
Same. I'm not trying to catch that.
Lance would have probably. Oh!
No. I'm doing the same thing. I'm right here. Head turn.
Man, yep, out of the way.
I hope it ends in my glove.
I hope so. Yeah, that was. But of all the people to hit it at on the first play, with the way Jonathan Singleton has been playing first base.
Yeah, it was a shot at first base, and it got past Abreu. Abreu did get a hit, though. He did go 1-for-3 yesterday, so.
While we lose Angel Hernandez, we lost an American icon as well. We will talk about that on the other side, but right now we got John Daspit.
John Daspit is an American icon right now. John Daspit, and my son Mason sent me he was driving by John Daspit's office and took a screenshot of it and said, tell him not to duck me because my son is going to play. He's going to play one-on-one against Daspit, and he's going to lose, and he's going to lose badly. I even mentioned this to John, and John knows too. When you have a grown man with the type of bulldog tenacity of a John Daspit, you don't just – he's not – my son is going to have a hard time getting shots off against him. And it's because John Daspit has the willpower to impose his will on a 17-year-old that thinks he's better than he is in basketball. And you know what? It's that same mindset and mentality. He's going to battle against insurance agencies with their lawyers. He is fighting for you tooth and nail. He's working 7 days a week. He works late into the night. I mean, this is a guy who is in his entire life is centered around making sure to pursue justice, passionately pursue justice for the injured. And he does not rest until you have a settlement that makes sense for your injury. And your injury, when it's through someone else's negligence, whether it's at work, on the roadways, wherever it is, John Daspit is going to fight for you so that your bills are all paid for, everything with your medical stuff is taken care of, time missed from work is paid, and, of course, your pain and suffering is compensated for as well. And John Daspit's winning percentage is outstanding. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 7:33, still ahead. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's coming your way here in 12 minutes, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Come on in, 713-780-3776. And if you got something basketball, football, baseball-related, whatever the case may be, I do want to mention, I watched some French Open, saw Rafa Nadal. Might have been his last French Open. He's winding down. He got beaten straight sets. And it was a scrap, man. It was a battle. He had some good shots. He played like Rafa, but some unforced errors. And it's just, it's probably the end of the road for him because he had to battle, scrap. And finally, he just lost his will in the third set. And so I watched that. And then, Your boy, Scheffler. What a turd. He laid a big old chunky turd in the final round.
Yeah, he really didn't play well. It was so, dude, it was windy in Dallas. I mean, windy. There were tornado warnings and watches all throughout the area. The night before, there was a big storm. It was windy AF. I'm not even joking. I was like, this is even windy for us here in Houston. And it was crazy. It certainly didn't seem to bother Riley, but it did bother Scottie Scheffler and the rest of the field. Keegan Bradley played pretty well, but other than that, there were very few low scores out there.
So on Friday, Sunday, I was at my buddy Chris's house, and then a couple other couples came over, and so Chris watches every sport.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was there, we watched Minnesota, and now we were outside on a patio, so it was a little warm. We watched Minnesota and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We watched A&M and Texas women's softball on the other. That was on the big TV inside, so we could see that. We watched the Indy 500, which was actually great. I couldn't believe how exciting. Now, I was sweating. Chris had money on some racers, too. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of sweating out for him. But what a finish. That was unbelievable finish. Unbelievable last, 10 laps, 15 laps. Like so many different sports, golf, just pretty much everything while I was over there.
That's fun.
But the Indy, I was surprised at how much I hadn't watched IndyCar for forever.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that because it's racing and not
it wasn't my TV. But when it was on, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. This is fun to watch some different sports.
Was it more fitting, Bill Walton, a great American, dying on Memorial Day weekend? Was it, I mean, because he always gave his props. He always was so American, so pro, and so positive, and so caring. That dude, I watched some of his, the 30 for 30 about him.
Well, I think he was
pretty. Luckiest guy in the world.
But he was probably pretty anti-war.
Early on in his career, yeah, but I could see him being extremely.
I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, he was very against the Vietnam War.
Yeah, very against the Vietnam War doesn't mean he was against veterans.
No.
So that's one thing. But against,
But you can ask people like my dad who fought in Vietnam. They didn't love some of the reactions they got when they got
home.
Well,
no, but I'm sure. I would bet Bill Walton never told a veteran.
No, he never spit on anyone.
No,
I'm coming back from the war.
I'm going to bet that, but. Bill Walton was, he got a little bit, it was a little bit much to listen to during games at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. In which it was just like, Bill, let's get back to the game.
Well, if you watch Rocket Championship games, and you'd have to be a certain age to watch them on TV, but it was Snapper Jones and Bill Walton, along with, I don't even know who the play-by-play, it was Marv Albert. So it was Marv Albert, Steve Snapper Jones, and Bill Walton, and those two guys, you could tell Steve Jones would get frustrated with Bill Walton, because Bill was... Like you said, he was a little much. Bill was extra forever. He's always been extra. But for Snapper Jones, Bill was like, if you watch Rockets Championships, you may like Walton, you may not like Walton, but he's the soundtrack, part of the soundtrack to your first championships in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, he absolutely was. And he was a great, great basketball player. There was a quote by Bill. John Wooden was asked after one of his championships. He said, "Is this the best team that you've had?" Because John Wooden had 11 out of 12 or 10 out of 11 straight NCAA tournament champions. And he goes, "Is this the best team that you guys have had?" He said, "This team can't beat my freshman team." And Bill Walton was on that freshman team.
Yeah, I was too young to see the best Walton, but I saw the Celtic Walton that was. It was not the same because his feet were not like
the Portland Walton.
They say the Portland Walton was unbelievable.
Watch the 30 for 30 and see.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've seen highlights of it. I mean, Bill Walton was a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
Very quick, explosive leaper, highly, highly competitive. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a really cool statement that he made about Bill Walton, his good friend. I guess they were close personal friends. But, yeah, Bill Walton was iconic basketball player, won championships in college, won championships in pros, was in the media landscape for years and years. was a speaker, was a free thinker, was a guy who I saw stories.
Mind expander.
Yeah, he was known for that.
Uh-huh.
And he also, he told a story, and then it was, and then I saw that, that Robert Parrish and Rick Carlisle both confirmed this story with separate things, that he took, in 1986, he took the Celtics to a great, he said Dennis Johnson yeah. and those guys, did you see that? They were asking him about what's the deal with these all these guys with the tie-dye shirts in town like you wear, and so, well, the Grateful Dead is in town. And so they said, well, we want to go, so Larry Bird and McHale and Dennis Johnson, he said,
everybody Parrish, said, but Danny Ainge said, went.
But
everybody.
Danny didn't go because
his wife wouldn't let him go.
Because his wife wouldn't let him go. And so they, he's the Mormon guy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they all go, and there's a separate little stage area. So he talks to the Grateful Dead, Bill Walton does, and they build a separate little stage area where it's got a curtain around it where you can't tell it's the Celtics, because he told him, he said, look, these guys can't go out in public with that. Like, it's, you know, it's just too much. People go crazy. So he kind of, they kind of hid them off the side of the stage, and then, you know, the story goes, Bill Walton turned, or Jerry Garcia, the guitarist, was on stage nearest to where the players were off the stage, and he turns and looks right before they're going through their sound system. He's a great storyteller too. Right before they start the set, Jerry Garcia looks over at Larry Bird, and he goes, "This is what they look at each other in the eyes." He goes, "This is what we do."
Yeah.
And they, he said they played like a 5 or 6 hour, which I thought seemed long, but I Googled it. No.
No.
The jam bands will just go on literally yep. forever.
Yeah.
And they went on. I've never been to a Dead concert. Maybe you have, but they went on forever and ever. He said it was like 5 or 6 hours, and the players were blown away. And I saw where Robert Parrish to this day said he still likes the Grateful Dead because of that.
I've seen the Dead. It doesn't sound the same.
Okay.
The sound at a concert, if anybody else agrees with this, the Beach Boys sounded awful. Like, awful. And so it was just like, this is really not as... Now, I saw Bruce play for 5 hours once at Red Rocks.
5 hours?
5 hours at Red Rocks. It was
See,
awesome.
See, that's too... I can't do that. No. I don't want to hear anybody play for 5 hours.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you would have. You would have wished it was 7 hours. It was so good.
I don't see
so
that.
Good.
So what would I... Can you think of anything you'd want to watch or listen to for 5 hours, Del?
I mean, sure, TV shows, but yeah. No, I'm not standing...
For 5 hours?
I'm not... Standing,
watch TV for
you
5 hours.
Binged? Yes, you've binged. Well, I've for been to, 5 hours.
I've been to music festivals.
Yeah,
but I'm not listening to the same person or band
yeah, it's
for
the
5 hours.
Person.
Oh no, it's awesome. All right, 7:42. Okay, what did you learn this weekend? And it absolutely doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. Tom usually brings something about women that he tried to do stuff with. That's what he brings to the table. What do you? You can bring it about your kids. You can bring it about. Your wife.
What'd
your
you
boss,
learn? You watch TV. You listen. You hung out with friends. You maybe saw. What did you learn?
What did you learn? You must have learned something. You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend in one sentence. I'm talking right now about Kent over at Dream Rate. What I learned this week, I just learned this from him. He said he had a tree fall on his house. I feel bad for him. I mean, that sucks. Well, he's listening to the show, and he has been listening to the show forever. This dude is a listener, and you know what? So you like this show. He likes this show. Hey, we can all get along here. What he also likes to do at 29 years now, for 29 years, Kent Jones at Dream Rate has been doing mortgages. He really geeks out on this stuff. He really loves this stuff. He really wants you to get use him so that he can save you money. He saves people thousands of dollars. He saves them all the time. This happens all the time with Kent. He's amazing. Here's the deal. Is don't just go in and just buy your house and just use any mortgage. You don't. You need to shop this thing. You need somebody that's going to be on your side. You need somebody that's going to actually work it. You need somebody that's going to be conscientious. Not one of these big mortgage companies. They don't care. You're just a number. They want to put their name on a bowl game or a golf tournament. That's not Dream Rate. Dream Rate, you'll never see the Dream Rate Invitational. Kent Jones ain't making that much money because he's saving you money. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, we can't play that, Lance. No, we can't. We can't play
it. We can. It's not us saying it.
It's dope. It's someone saying it, and we don't condone that. We don't endorse that.
Just because we would say something like that in private doesn't mean we need to broadcast it.
Well, he's basically just saying,
laughing at that guy saying that.
He's basically just saying
he's entertaining us.
Well, he's just saying, does women's basketball, are you sure they want this spotlight? Because if I put them on my parlay ticket, they're going to get treated like the men. And he shows him yelling at the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
All right. If y'all don't think so.
Call that. Okay. Here we go. It's what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah.
So, you learned something this weekend, okay, and you get one sentence to tell us. And then as soon as somebody hangs up, you probably weren't able to get in. That's okay. Because the lines will open up. It's only one sentence, so keep on calling and get in here. Anybody want to start?
I learned that I was excited for no reason about Shane Gillis's new show Tires.
Okay, yes, I learned that as well. I learned that as well this weekend.
Didn't take long at all.
No. You're right. So let's go. Dale, you're gonna save yours? Did you learn anything?
I'll save it.
Okay. Chris, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
We learned what a tornado siren sounds like in northwest Arkansas.
Oh, wow. That's, oh, my God. Did you see?
Arkansas. Holy crap.
Did you see what happened in Arkansas, too?
Yeah.
There's tornadoes in Arkansas, Oklahoma. Like, holy crap, man. This is the month of tornadoes.
Yeah.
March.
No, it was bad. No, I'm glad you got out of there, brother. Glad you got out of there. Who's next? Daniel, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Sorry, I was on the phone. Who?
Daniel.
Whenever Ronald Acuña tears his ACL, the Braves win the World Series. Go Braves.
Ronald Acuña out for the year with an ACL tear.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was in between second and third, and he held up, or he was going to go back to the base, and he just collapsed, and it was over. So that's bad for them. Another Acuña injury, that's bad for them, because they got a chance to win it all this year. I don't know that they can without Acuña. Ocho, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that I can finally watch West Coast college basketball games without the corny, annoying commentary of Bill Walton.
Oh. I'm going to count him as somebody who didn't enjoy Bill Walton's commentary. His commentary was a little... He was just having his own fun.
Yeah.
At the end, I think he was treating it like, I'm just going to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna be me. I'm just gonna use this as a platform. Sometimes you like them to, you know, stick to basketball a little bit every once in a while. That would be great. But rest in peace.
Were you telling them shut up and talk?
No. Yeah. Well, shut up and talk about the game every once in a while.
Shut up and talk.
Keith, 713-780-3776. Get in here if you learn something this weekend. What'd you learn this weekend, Keith?
I learned that only Karl Malone and John Stockton have played more playoff games than Al Horford 181 without winning a title.
Wow.
How about that?
Al Horford. It's true. Horford has been, he's been everywhere. No title. That's a good one, Keith.
That is a good one.
We got lines open, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. I also learned that Carl Anthony Towns will go down as the heavyweight champion of soft basketball players. Holy crap. Is he avoiding any physicality? I mean, he basically is just a guard at this point. He doesn't want anything inside.
He's catching it too. I mean, even his coach, Chris Finch, said it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he's trying to shoot floaters as a big man. Like, what are you doing?
And they're
what
just...
What is this?
They
this
have
is horrible.
Just totally fallen apart. And oh, by the way, I learned this weekend, never, ever say Anthony Edwards and Michael Jordan in the same sentence. That's what I've learned this weekend. Ever. Ever.
Well, somebody else pointed out Michael Jordan, when he was 22, was not this and that.
Well, Michael Jordan was still scoring. He averaged 47 against Boston at his age. So,
well, that's just it. Michael Jordan was a rookie.
Yeah.
He's been in the league. Anthony Edwards, everything's not written on him. Yeah, it's too early on the Jordan stuff, obviously, but he needs to get away from Carl. They need to move Carl Anthony Towns. They really do. They just need to move him.
Yep.
See, this is the problem. John, you would have been just fine with Anthony Edwards and his performance until they started to compare him to Michael Jordan, which is what Anthony Edwards said. Hey, I don't want... Leave me alone.
No, Anthony Edwards has not been good lately, though.
That's
Anthony
fine.
Edwards needed to be much better than he has been.
But a 22-year-old leading your team to a conference finals and being defending champions would have been a fine outing.
But you can't.
Not the way he's played, though, Dell. He has not
John,
played
he's 22
well.
Years old. Understood. He's 22 years old. He makes the conference finals. People would have been fine with, okay, he has to bounce back. But when you start throwing in the best player of all time, now we're picking him apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was never fair. I think he has some mannerisms. I think he's got a chance to be a phenomenal, phenomenal player. I think comparison to Jordan's games is apt, the way they play the game. But obviously when you say Michael Jordan, it takes on a whole different, you know, it takes on a grandiose expectation, which is unfair to everyone.
It's unfair to him.
But I also don't think he should be guarding. I also think having to guard a point like Kyrie Irving is dumb. Like, you're wearing this guy down.
Yeah.
You guys have to change up your defense a little bit.
Well, his offense has just been, I mean, he's 5 of 18 every game, 5 of 17. It's not good. Their whole plan, Chris Finch, I don't know. They came into this thing, I thought, there's no way the Mavs can beat this team, and they don't do anything that they're supposed to do.
But Luka's ridiculously good.
Luka's games come down to the final minute, and the Mavs execute, and the Wolves and don't.
I mean, you got a guy who literally is super, super, super clutch in Luka.
All right, Jason, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that you shouldn't bet Alex Bregman fourth over and over again. If he's not doing anything.
I agree 100%. 100%. Get him out of the four hole. Goodness gracious. Talk about it. Just a dead weight. Holy crap.
Alex Bregman slip under 200 this week? He's a 206 right now.
He could well. I mean,
Yes or no? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too. He's going to hover right around there all week. All week he'll be right around 200. He's been terrible. Goodness gracious. Tongue Dart Chris, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend, according to my wife, it's an absolute blessing that we're having another daughter.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
We're going to save that for her and play it for her on her 21st birthday.
It's an absolute blessing. I learned from my wife. Congratulations, you're bringing another, does she get, hopefully she doesn't get the name Tongue Dart also.
Oh, God.
Hopefully that's not a name you pass on, Chris.
Well, see, that's self-appointed. He named himself.
Oh, so that's not, wasn't given by a
No, he parent. Named okay. himself Tongue Dart.
So Chris. It's not on the birth certificate?
I don't know his, I've never seen his birth certificate.
Tongue Dart Chris? Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen his birth certificate.
I didn't know if that's on the birth certificate.
But, Tongue Dart Chris is
all right. We got time for two more if you can jump them in quickly. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
I learned this weekend that it's the greatest thing in the world when your baby granddaughter, who's just 16 months old, finally goes to you and doesn't have to cling to mommy and daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. How old is she?
16 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine, she likes me. She likes me fine.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, she's always with mommy and daddy, so for her to finally, that was great. I learned this weekend that's one of the great feelings of your life.
Now, Tony says, that segment last month where callers were giving Lance's flowers, I'd listen to that for 5 or 6 hours. But they really weren't giving me flowers. That was the whole thing.
I thought it was.
They really weren't really giving me flowers. That's the problem.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. That ump last night was very Angel Hernandez-like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. His outside corner. Holy crap. Holy crap. Bring it in, ump. I mean, you know, Jake Myers is standing there. Jake Myers is one of the great hitters in the league. He's
one of the best.
He's got one of the best eyes. He's got Tony Gwynn eye, only from the right side. And how are you going to give him a chance to hit when that ball is that far outside? Ump, he can't hit that. Not even Tony Myers can hit that. Okay,
Tony Myers.
Yeah, he's a combination of Tony Gwynn and Jake Myers.
No, you go Jake Gwynn.
Jake Gwynn.
Yeah. People recognize the last. Jake Gwynn Jr. is what we call him.
Yeah, Jake Gwynn. But he's from the right side.
Jake Gwynn Jr.
I learned that Lance will have a chance to steal more burgers from interns starting today.
Why?
We're not getting burgers, but we're getting new interns.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh, new interns today?
Yes, they're being trained today.
See, you lead with that, and it makes it sound like burgers are coming in.
Yeah, because your desperation for free food, I played into that. I got you again.
Interns and food. No burgers. Big
well, you'll
deal.
Have an. There'll be food big here. Deal. There'll be an opportunity for you to take their food again.
I do know this though, because I'm thinking of setting it up today. Nico's this week.
Set it up.
Yeah, Nico's.
Set it up. JJ Moore said. Jared says. I learned I should have bought a pellet grill a long time ago. Traeger.
Good. Nice.
Texas Star Grill Shop.
How about that?
Get your pellet grill there. Yeah. He's got a picture of his. He's got the butcher paper and his brisket there.
Oh, what?
Ooh, that looks good.
With Angel leaving, C.B. Buckner needs to be next. Yep, you're right about that. You are right about that. And it's immediate. Apparently, Tony it's immediate Brothers on too. Angel. He hasn't worked a game since the ninth while they negotiated his buyout. Finally, Major League Baseball woke up.
Oh, so it's a buyout.
Well, still.
No.
But they finally said, that's it. We can't take anymore.
Yeah, they're pushing him out. Good. Yeah,
can't take anymore. Nice. Finally, Major League Baseball woke up to that. Thank you, Major League Baseball. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go. Come in and from this weekend. What did you learn? You want to talk Astros baseball, whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the hockey playoffs. You want to talk about NBA playoffs, whatever it is you want to talk about. Come on, we're here for you. Right now, I'm talking about Linville, Doc Linville. I'm talking about your hair. I'm talking about you getting hair and stopping with it. I don't know how old you are. Okay, are you in your 30s and your hairline's don't go? Are you in your 30s and you're starting to get a bald spot in the back? Are you in your 40s? And man, I've lost it. What the hell happened to my hair? Please, what happened? Well, Doc Linville's here for you. Doc Linville says, we'll get it back, bro. No problems. Either we'll do the neo-grafting, which moves the hair from the side and back of your head to the top of your head, or we will stimulate the growth. Okay, then that is easy too, and that's just like that's an easy process. That's all. It's so fantastic. Kelly does a great job. So here's the deal, and that's less expensive. So you know what? You can do this. You absolutely can do this. But you're the one that has to take the first step. You have to go to 975hair.com. Let Doc Linville move that hair or stimulate the growth of that hair. It's simple. It's fast. It's wonderful. It's a great process. 975hair.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.